One.
Go.
We are live.
Huh? Just so everybody knows, I was late because of Catherine.
I thought it was because of Steven.
What are you talking about?
I thought it was because of Steven.
Oh, no. No, I'm not going to blame Steven. Catherine's making dinner.
Oh.
She probably didn't think twice about making for me again.
Yeah.
I hope she doesn't.
I'm going to coach her to make him anything.
Hey, look at you. I always call him and tell him I'm hungry. He says, well, get over here.
Yeah.
He's like, no longer shall I say that.
So we're doing Corinthians 13, 30, 1 Corinthians 13, 13, and then Mark 12, verse 13.
Yeah. First announcements.
Oh, yeah, go for it. I don't know
the announcement. So.
First announcement. It's Mary's birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Ready? Go ahead, Paul.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
35?
Happy birthday.
35?
Oh, yeah, it has to be 35 because
I don't want to
be
36.
Yeah.
She's 35 this year.
I'm
25
for 20
years.
You look like a monkey.
For people online.
Oh, I'm proud to be a big 6'5".
Oh, we have no grandpa.
That's what I'm
retirement age.
I'm excited for my
Oh, I've been retired.
She has more age than me.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
I'm excited.
Yeah, me too.
Reminder, Easter is on the 31st. We have sunrise service at 6 a.m. And then at... In between the services, there is a breakfast, and at 9 o'clock, regular service will be at 9, and we have a special guest.
Want me to call him?
At the 9 o'clock.
Amen.
Want me to call him?
Yeah.
Guess who? I already told you.
Amen.
I didn't mean to. Was I supposed to secretize
it? No, it's Jacob. Jacob gives a message at
9. Yeah, 9 o'clock service. Amen. Yeah.
Horrible.
Huh?
Deep what?
Jacob and Allie.
You lift sink ships.
Oh, I heard you.
Ships.
Women's Bible studies are on the 23rd at 9, mm-hmm. April 13th at 9, and April 27th at 9.
There's one on the 23rd?
March 23rd.
Well, we'll do one of those. Which one do you want to do? It's yours.
Yeah, you
made me mad,
Saturday. Oh, you know what?
At 9:30 or what?
No, I thought you were hurting me.
Oh, bad.
At 9 a.m.
And then the
13th is the service for Jerry's.
I've never been there.
Oh, is it?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, from Jerry's nephew.
Yeah, that's the 13th, but it's okay because that's at 9 and his service is at 12 or 1.
Well, I thought it was at 1.
Yeah, so we're fine.
Okay, so
and
we
got... then we should...
I'll do the 13th.
So he wants to do the men's breakfast on that day too. You think we could clean up fast enough? 1 o'clock.
Oh yeah, don't yeah, take right. 30 minutes.
Yeah. Good.
Normally
time.
30
then
minutes.
We'll already be here because you need to help me. So yeah, good.
Okay, you're doing it?
No, you are. I was because you know why?
I like how you did that, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, you're gonna be here, then you can do
it. Well, you can do all of it, and then I'll bring it.
I'll MC the whole thing.
There you go.
All right, there you go.
I don't know what MC is, but
well, then you can speak. Right, MC is like
it's main character syndrome.
Okay, good.
Okay, now we're gonna have.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Just kind of
organized. Good. Yeah, that works really good, I think, because then it's like, and then I have to leave that same day.
For the 13th, we'll be here to greet. Jerry.
The 14th is that
the 14th we won't
okay,
be
April.
My son's getting married and the 13th will help Jerry. We're gonna be
okay.
Good. Thank
you
guys.
Thank you. Okay, I got it. All right, so we're ready.
They switched her thing till the 15th out there, so I have to leave right after this thing and drive out there to get her to the
So you'll still be in the suit?
Not that I know of.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. I'm not wearing no suit.
You should have told him yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
You have to wear shoes.
I don't know about you, buddy.
I'm gonna buy some new flip.
You have to wear shoes.
New flip flops.
Some new of these things.
New sandals.
Yeah, I just put mine away.
See the front of these throughout.
Oh, moccasins.
They're expensive.
Yeah, they are expensive.
Okay, I think that's about it, right?
Is it?
I guess so.
I was just asking, is it?
I think so.
That's it, that's all right.
Can you hear me okay?
You're making so much noise.
Let's pray in and get started then.
Amen.
Father, we just thank you for this time together, Lord, and just thank you for a family, Lord, a family of believers, Lord, that we can share our pains and sorrows and hurts and even our joys and triumphs, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, that the way you ordain things, Lord, that we have a common spirit, Lord, and we can be close to this family, Lord. Lord, I just pray, Lord, as we read your word, Lord, that you would just write it on our hearts, Lord, that you would open our eyes and ears and hearts to hear you, Lord. And we just thank you and we praise you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Sarah's gonna read 1 Corinthians 13. No.
We're not throwing it.
13, 1 Corinthians.
It's one verse, it's easy.
13:13, Sarah.
No one on the camera.
You know, I should remember it.
No one on the camera can see you.
Sarai.
You just made eye contact, so I was like, oh.
Three things will last forever: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love.
Amen.
Amen.
Hey, the three remain.
Now, why do we go there?
Last, I like the way her says it. They'll last forever. Yeah, why do we go there?
Because these are the things that we look for when we read our chapters.
Bam.
There you go.
Amen.
I'm
don't be putting me on the spot, though.
You put yourself
and
there.
The greatest one?
Love.
Yeah.
And why did?
Right.
She's like, I know who I'm gonna hit afterwards.
Yep.
And the greatest is love.
I don't know.
Hope disappear when we get there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, sorry. I could poke you out because you were in my class.
We no longer hope for heaven because we're there, right? But love remains. Faith is a belief in something unseen, and when you're there, you see it. So you don't have to have faith in it because you're there, and you don't hope for it because you're there. So love's the only one that remains eternally.
That's the one that everyone fails at.
Yeah.
Right?
Truly fails at.
I say so.
That's the most important one.
I say to you, love your enemies. Pray for those that persecute you.
He was listening Sunday. I thought he was sleeping.
Right?
No. I had to wake up the snoring one.
Oh, yeah. Where are we at? Because I wasn't here Thursday.
I'm not even going to say names. 12:13.
12:13. That's where I'm at. I figured you guys were there.
12:13 and what?
Mark.
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 Marquette this.
Wasn't that a bad word?
No,
oh,
it just,
no, it's
it
market.
Bench. Yeah. All right. I'll read it and you explain it. Later, they sent some of the Pharisees and Herodians to Jesus to catch him in his words. They came to him and said, "Teacher, we know you are a man of integrity. You aren't swayed by men because you pay no attention to who they are. But you teach the way of God in accordance with this truth.
Amen.
Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Should we pay or shouldn't we?" But Jesus knew their hypocrisy. "Why are you trying to trap me?" he asked. "Bring me a denarius and let me take a look at it." They brought the coin and he asked them, "Whose portrait is this and whose inscription?" "Caesar's," they replied. Then Jesus said to them, "Give to Caesar what is Caesar, and to God what is God's." And they were amazed at him.
Amen.
So what'd you get out of it?
What happened?
I'll be like, "Dad, you looked at me first, so I'll call you out, Orlando."
You call them out on what they're talking about, you know. What Caesar is Caesar, what belongs to God, belongs to God.
But what's God's?
Everything's God.
Everything's God.
And who's Caesar?
Caesar was the king type of thing. He was the ruler.
Everything, the ruler of Rome.
Now, without today, God, nothing exists.
The representation is the government that we have to pay the IRS. In today's world, yes, we have to pay taxes, right? We have to pay what gives what belongs to the government, but also we have to give what belongs to the Lord. Amen. So, right, yeah, in which I believe is everything, but also give what belongs to Him, because it just goes right back in the Old Testament. You know, everything, give me tenth what belongs to me, and you could have the rest.
You know what he was talking about when he was talking about the tenth and everything?
Uh-huh.
He wasn't just talking about the fruits and stuff. He was talking about your heart.
The heart.
Your time.
Your time.
You. He was talking about you, and he wanted more than just a tenth. Mm-hmm. The tenth was supposed to be a starting point.
It's also, there's something a lot of people miss out. I'm actually crazy about it, but only because I've seen how he works over the years, you know? But it has to be, when he says your heart, he wants your first fruits. Mm-hmm. So the first of everything, the best of everything should go to him. You understand? Mm-hmm.
I always think about it like this. Is right in the morning, how many of you right in the morning can just get up and you're completely wide awake? You? Well, you're an exception. Because I was thinking no one was going to. But usually you can't, right?
When you're too tired, you can't.
Yeah, usually you're too tired. So normally you would get up, maybe get a cup of coffee, walk around a little bit so you're more awake. Then once you're awake and you're completely awake, give that time to the Lord instantly. Because that's the best. That's the best time you have. You're completely awake, you're completely cognizant, and it's the first time you have during that time.
So you're saying that that should be our relationship, spending time with Him? Is that
after you wake up? Because I say my prayers before I get out of bed.
Yeah, that's good too. No,
that's good too. If you can, you can.
Sister, he's just saying that wherever you, he's not, there's no, let me just tell you.
There's no rules.
There's no recipe. There's no rule. There's no this, there's no that.
But he's saying be more wide awake so you know what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what he's saying, but. The truth is that it works for him.
Right. Okay? Everybody's different.
Yeah. I do the same thing as you. I usually wake up and I'm even groggy still, or sometimes I want to go back to sleep. And I pray then. That's when I do my best praying, is when I'm still in bed. You know, and then I'll kick around and do what he said. You know, I don't drink coffee, but I'll wake up a little bit. Sometimes I'll take a shower first.
Right.
And then I'll sit down, because I have more time than most people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll sit down and I'll read or whatever. And sometimes that reading goes on for hours. Sometimes it goes on for half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But especially if I have things where I have to go or something. But it's not about that. What it's about is this. It's not even about your money. Okay?
Yeah,
all right? It's not even about your money, because God doesn't need your money.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Mm-hmm. If he's asking for something, like a lot of people don't believe that it's even in the New Testament, you know, an amount. But when they talk about that, they're not talking about us not ever giving to God. It's still our first fruits. It's the best of everything we have. Because you can't outgive God.
Right.
The best example I can give you, and I think I've shared it with you once before, but Jericho, right? So you want to go Old Testament. When they crossed over into the Promised Land, right? The first city was Jericho. What did God tell them about Jericho? Jericho's mine. Everything in that city must be destroyed because it belongs to me. You keep nothing. No person, no livestock, no nothing. It's mine. Same sin that Justin asked me about with Saul when he lost his anointing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that was his, right? And somebody in that city, do you remember reading about it? Somebody in that city kept some gold.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They stuck it under the side of their tent and buried it. Remember?
Yeah.
Then after that, the self-destruction came for the whole nation. With us today, it's individual because of Christ. He fulfilled it. Remember, a Christian without Christ, self-destruct? Okay, so self-destruction came. And they started praying about it like something's not right. People are dying, everything over it, right? Something's not right. So God told them. All the way right from the tribe to the something else, right to the family. Mm-hmm. And they literally wiped out that whole family because of that sin. And the whole thing was this, you guys, is after Jericho, every single city and county or state, nation, whatever you want to say, I don't even know, everything belonged to them.
Right.
But the first fruit was God's.
Mm-hmm.
You got to honor God with your first fruit. You understand? I don't care what it is.
So I'm a little bit confused.
Tell me.
Well, you're saying the first fruit, okay. So what is the heart?
So let's say you prayed to get a new job, right? And you prayed and you prayed and you prayed. And that first check, you would bring it to God in thanks of Him. But it's not like, oh, here it is because it's yours, but it's more like your heart, and you're like, you listened to my prayers, you heard my cries, you know, even if, what was it? The lady who asked for a baby and also brought her first son.
I understand all that.
Hannah.
Yeah.
Hannah.
But
that was Hannah.
But they're saying,
Hannah was
I'm
Samuel.
Taking it over here, it's the heart, so we don't have to give
that comes from your heart.
No, it comes from your heart. The town of Jericho was his. So with me, okay, I'm going to tell you, I remember I told you I'm kind of crazy.
Well, we know that.
As I get older, I'm not as bad. But when I was young, I clinged to God so tightly because I seen him moving so deeply within me and in my family and everything, right? So I'd get money and I wouldn't even spend it until I gave him his first. I was crazy like that. Like I could get a check and need things for the house. You know? And I had a friend, Clifford, he would write the check, the first check, and then he would pay his bills knowing that was in his account for God because it wasn't Sunday yet. But for me, I was crazy. I was like, no, I want to give him the first of everything. Like everything new that comes into your life, even a relationship, you put God first in it.
Dedicated.
You get it?
Oh, sweet.
Everything?
Yeah.
You understand?
So,
everything.
I'm a little bit confused, but it's okay.
So, like,
what
Jordan was saying and like what they're saying, it's like what Jordan was saying is like when you get into that state of your day where you're like, oh, okay, I'm going to plan it out, he's saying, like, give that energy to God. And because your day is going to happen regardless and whatnot, you know? And that's within your heart because you're not giving money. You're not literally giving fruit. You're giving your time and your effort.
So explain the Caesar, the 10 and all that.
Okay. So for Caesar, think of it like this. What is the government, right?
Too much. That's what I'm talking about.
Percentage.
In reality, it is too much. But
if
you look at it, what is the government? Taxes. The land itself is the government's. Literally everything you could think of is the government's nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
You pretty much own almost nothing, right? And so what he's saying is taxes, pay it to the government. Give them what they want, right? Give them what they call for. And then give to God what is God's, meaning what is God's. If we give our life to him, our life should be the Lord's.
Yeah. To be perfectly honest with you, it's everything's his.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I learned from giving him my heart that way, like my first fruits? What I learned is that even the 90% I kept was his to do with whatever he wanted because he blessed me. Like at first, you guys, he didn't bless me financially.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't. I still suffered through things and I'm wondering, why am I still trying this? It's not working, you know? But I said, no, I was determined. I'm going to do this no matter what. And I'm going to give him my heart, you know? And I just kept doing what I thought was right. And my first wife even added a percentage every year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You understand? And I was just like, whoa, like eventually it's going to be more than what I'm, oh my gosh, you know? But you know what happened, you guys? Is he started showing me all the things he was doing in my life to bless me.
Mm-hmm.
That if I wouldn't have given him my heart and my time and money and everything like that, I wouldn't have had those things. My life started to change, and that's what happened mm-hmm. first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Once he got me where he wanted me, so that I didn't fall back into things and things like that, like we talked about. Mm-hmm. Once he got me like that, then the blessings, even financially. But I did expect it because people would tell me, "Cannot give God. You know, you're gonna get a hundredfold. You know, all this stuff right. you hear. God's not about that. Mm-hmm. God's not about. God's gonna give you. Remember the story you told me today, sister, about them digging a hole in the roof, and then you were explaining the history behind how they built the house and all mm-hmm. that stuff. Do you want to know what was really important about that? More than the man's healing, mm-hmm. there was more to the story. More than the man's healing, more than the faith of his friends. Mm-hmm. All that was beautiful, and it was a beautiful part of the story, right? But you know what Jesus told the man? The very first thing Christ told him, when you read the different gospels and put mm-hmm. it together, the very first thing he told him is, your sins are forgiven you. Mm-hmm. Most people never even talk about that. And that wasn't just for the man, but it was for everybody in the house mm-hmm. because he knew what they were thinking, what they felt about it,
right.
and he brought it out. Mm-hmm. You understand? And that's the beauty of him having our heart. Mm-hmm. He finds a way to reach us. Mm-hmm. And he knew those friends, because he looked up in one of the gospels and he said, because of your faith, he's healed. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So those friends, he dealt with them on their faith.
Mm-hmm.
You get it? But they probably didn't even know it. But that crippled man was more broken by his sin. And Jesus saw his heart.
Mm-hmm.
He saw their heart and dealt with them where they were at. You understand? And then he saw the man's heart. And he told the man, your sins are forgiven you. Because in the man's heart, even if he didn't speak, he wanted forgiveness for that.
Mm-hmm.
And so God gave him that forgiveness first, mm-hmm. right? And then used it to deal with everybody else in the house, just like he used Caesar here to deal. See, they came here, right, on purpose to plot against him, mm-hmm. to try to confuse him, to try to get something out of him. But the whole time, because of who he was and who the people thought he was, and how the people were rallying around him, they called him good teacher, right? And they called him teacher, and they said that we know you teach the truth of God's word, but they were still there for the wrong reasons, and he saw their heart too, and he asked for that coin. See, he deals with our heart. Sister, don't give up what he's put on your heart. You understand? But just know that the reason you're doing it isn't to gain anything back, even though he's going to take care of you.
Right.
Do it because, see, money corrupts us.
That's where I was going to go.
Understand?
With that too.
Money corrupts us. When we can give such a portion to him, right? And when we can do it with our heart, it's first. Mm-hmm. Right? Because, man, when, like, okay, Cody got paid five times, was it last month or something? She got paid five times, right? And she pays all of our tithes the first week of the month, right? So it was like a lot more money.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I made money that month.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot more money, like more than she's ever paid in her life before, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh my gosh, this was a lot more money. And I go, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Don't look at it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Think about how much more money we had this month.
Yeah.
Right. See, I gauge how much I'm being blessed by how much I'm able to give.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. And I consider just mm-hmm. serving.
Serving's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like
that's
we should
like
be giving.
Like our first fruit. Because, well, because there's a lot of times.
I think she's losing
you know,
her confusion.
Well, I got confused about that.
Yeah.
I really did.
Yeah,
I gotta be real.
Because he was telling you how he does it.
I read something over here and it said something different. So I'm like, okay, I better
yeah,
just
yeah,
listen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No.
But the first fruit of when you serve, because we have our kids and grandkids, and mm-hmm. we have a lot going on with them.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times we put them over here because we want to put God first.
Right.
And we do.
Yeah.
We really do.
And you want to put...
And we're like, oh, but we're serving people.
And you want to put God first with them,
but
too.
But we want to put... But then mm-hmm. we got to go. We got to go. And
yeah.
here we rush. We're rushing. But it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times, like, we got our little babies over here. We got our grandkids, you know, sports and stuff. But
did
yet,
you,
But yet we, you know, is that too considered?
Yeah, no, you're right on target, even though I want you to do as much as you can with your family, because they need to be first too. But what does the Bible say? What does Jesus say about it? He who can put husband, wife, mom, dad, children, oxen aside for me, for my sake.
Right.
Right?
Amen.
So it's like, but he wants us to have all that too with them. But if we put him first, everything we do with them is better.
It's even better. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to
splurge. See, because we're putting,
absolutely.
Right? Mm-hmm. You know, I look at my life, you guys, and I was a miserable, hateful punk. Let's just put it that way. When I was growing up, when my kids were little, for reals, I was the worst. I was the worst of the worst. I was no worse than him though. But you know, I gave my life to Christ, and he turned all that around. And because of it, my children didn't have to go through what I went through. They didn't. I have pretty good kids.
Yes.
That follow the laws. They have good jobs. They support their families. You know what I mean? And I don't worry about them. But I don't worry about them because of who they are. You get it? But I didn't make them who they were. I was miserable. I was the worst. God made them who they were. But God made them who they were because God got my heart. You know? And my son Mark tells me something. I'm not you, Dad. I'm not there yet. And I'm like, Mark, you need to stop being who I was now that you know who I am. And start being who I am because of who Christ is in you.
Yes.
Amen? Not because of who I am, but you get it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the whole key in that, too, is like, we think we know what love is, right? We think we have a grasp on it. But we don't know love until we understand God's love. It says we love because he first loved us.
Amen.
And you know, I thought I knew love, but then when I had a baby for the first time, it's like, oh my gosh, this is love. And then you put that to God, and you start thinking, wow, if I love this child that much, think of how much God loves me. Mm-hmm. You know, and we don't know how to love till we experience God's love. And then when we put him first, that love gets multiplied through to our family, to
even
our, and they benefit. You know, people benefit from our love with God. Mm-hmm. And I want to touch on, James says, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil.
Yes.
The love of money. And so that's
one. It was James what?
I'll get the verse.
But it's probably the only reason why he asked us for a portion.
Yeah.
Because if we could give that away, especially the first of it, right, then he has the rest of us.
Yeah. Because we tend to grab on to
that
and
need
hold it because
like,
we need it to survive, right?
He only does it to he probably only asked for it because he wants us to be in that kind of relationship with him.
To need him, not need money.
Get it?
Right?
Oh, bam, that's actually, that's a home run.
Because that's what he wants. Look at what he did for Israel. 40 years in the desert. Their clothes didn't wear out. They were fed. They had water. He provided for them, and he wants to provide for us the same way. And if we let go and see that, no, we don't need this. We need God, and we need to trust in God, and he will take care of all of it. Jesus says over and over, don't worry, don't fear, don't be afraid. You know what? And we tend to worry when there's not enough money, or be afraid when, you know, when we're out of work. We
hey, Paul's been
all
through
that
it a few
stuff,
times, I
you know?
Can tell you.
But if we turn and give it to God and trust God for it, he comes through.
Is yes. Also too, could it be when trying to find the right words. how it's like, Lord, give me your tenth, right? Or give me your first, because I have greater things. But if you can't give me, how can he give you? Could that also be?
Yeah, except for this, I was going to say this when Paul was talking, but I want to interrupt him, and that was it. I'm not worthy of anything he gives me, even if I give him my heart.
Right.
I'm still a sinner. I still fall short. And if he judged me by that, I probably wouldn't get nothing, you know. But because I trust him, because I love him, just like the story of Abraham, it was his belief in God that accredited him righteousness, not his life, because his life was not righteous. You understand? It's because he wants that heart. Like he had, can you imagine he had Abraham's heart? right? God told him, go sacrifice your son.
Mm-hmm. His first and only son.
Yes.
Right? And he said, whoa, like, but he reasoned with it
because
he had talked to God, right? God had spoke to him. So he reasoned with it like, wait a minute. God said that nations were going to come from my son's seed, only his seed, nobody else's, right? Like that, right? So not another son, not somebody else that was going to pop up, my son, Isaac. And so he said to himself, first he told the servants, wait here, we'll be back. And but the Bible says in Hebrews that he reasoned with himself that because he trusted God so much because God had his heart that even if he took his son's life, he would have to bring him back to life.
Back on his word.
Because he can't go back on his word.
Right.
But if Abraham didn't have the heart of God, if God didn't have his heart, that love for God, that to trust him like that, he wouldn't have done it.
If you also look at it, when he gets up to the altar area, his son asks him, Father, we have an altar, we have the wood, we have everything we need except for where's the sacrifice? And then Abraham said, God himself will provide a lamb for the sacrifice.
Yeah. Amen.
Talk about foreshadowing.
Right?
I know.
And you know what's even more beautiful? I forgot what I was going to tell you. Well, it was good too, dang it. I did have two things, though.
It's 1 Timothy 6, 10.
What are you talking about?
It's 1 Timothy 6:10.
Okay. The other thing I was going to tell you guys is...
thank you,
Mm-hmm. There's another scripture
I'd already got
where Jesus was almost upset.
I couldn't get
this.
A window.
Oh, that's what just came back to me to put the two together with the scripture I was going to share, okay?
Wasn't it Peter?
No.
About Peter?
Yeah, about Peter. But these guys, right? Jesus was dealing with them on a level beyond what, or not beyond, but what the level we're talking about right now.
Mm-hmm.
They were the leaders of the church. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Who were doing things all wrong.
Mm-hmm.
God did not have their heart at all. And they were thinking worldly and thought they were going to get Jesus the way they thought. Because they saw God and they saw God's word through the world's eyes. Do you understand? And that's what separates us, sister.
Yeah.
Go watch your TV evangelist. You give $1,000, he'll give you back 100-fold. God never promised to give you back anything. He just wants your heart.
The rest of that verse says, well, I'll read the whole thing. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. You know, it's when you turn your heart and eyes off of God. That's 1 Timothy 6:10.
Yeah.
So that's where you have a lot of people don't give. Because I'm just saying.
I don't know. I know that we're blessed here at the church because I want you guys to know something. I don't know what anybody gives, and I don't want to know. And I've made that my rule.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because I'm going to treat the homeless man the same way I treat you.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? There's people in this church that give more money than anybody at this table, and you guys don't even know them. You never see them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even go visit them. Right? Because God has their heart.
Yeah.
Do you understand? It's not that I don't want to go visit him, but because of circumstances or whatever, right? But what I'm saying is that we're blessed to be a small community, to be so taken care of by God.
Paul, that was 1 Timothy what?
6:10.
6:10.
There's a story, though, in the Bible. You can probably find it for me because I don't know where it's at exactly. But Peter, I'd like you to read it. Not to take away from Caesar. I don't want to take away from Caesar, okay? Don't do that, okay? But, I mean, actually, I would like to, but I won't. Because, you know. But Jesus and Peter were walking past the tax collector's booth, and they walked right past it. Jesus,
oh, you want me to find that one?
Yeah. Jesus blew right past it. You know what I mean? And the tax collector caught up with Peter, and he's like, dude, your master doesn't pay taxes? Like, he just blew past here, you know? And Jesus was like, does the Son of Man take taxes? But he told Peter, so that we do the right thing, right? He said, I want you to go fishing. And the first fish you pull out, open its mouth, there'll be 2 denarius in there, 1 for you and 1 for me. Go pay your taxes. Get it? But he didn't want to pay him. He's the Son of God, you know? He was going to blow right past it, so... But he still, just because it was the law of the land, right?
Right.
Right.
It was the right thing to do. He did it.
Fulfilling all laws.
Yeah.
Fulfilling all laws. Amen. Like, I don't want
to
do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is the law of the land we have to pay, too.
Yeah.
You know, Luke goes into this a little bit deeper, too.
Luke what?
Luke 20.
Oh.
2020. That was a bad year.
Wait, did you get there? Let him read it first, Paul.
Okay, it's Matthew 17:24.
Okay, Matthew. Let's go to Matthew first, Paul, and then keep your finger on Luke. Matthew what?
17, verse 24.
Okay. Mind you, we're not scholars on any of this, just so you know. Okay? But I just, when I talk to you guys about the things I share, like the heart and stuff like that, the first fruits and how crazy I am about what that is, that's through experience. Mm-hmm. Like me spending time with God and Him changing my life because of it. You know what I mean? So other than that, I don't know what else to tell you about it because I don't have, I mean, I have the Word that caused me to, through the Spirit, to go that direction. But the biggest one was the Jericho one. You understand?
Yeah.
And He would never take our life today or anything. We're under grace.
No.
We're under grace, okay? But
you kill children too.
Yeah.
Until even the children gotta go.
That was actually a lie.
Even the children gotta go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, everybody, everything.
He wanted that family off the face of the earth.
Well, no, you know why? No, not just that, the whole city of Jericho too, everybody.
Uh-huh.
The only one that was saved was the prostitute who's hid the spies.
Mm-hmm.
And it was only because she had faith in God.
Mm-hmm.
Because she had heard about
it was hearsay, right?
She had heard about all the things that Israel's God was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And
my
so
brother,
she had faith.
My brother was telling me about that where he was like talking about the prostitute's perspective where she was.
Ask
like,
him to read Matthew 1.
Okay.
Because her name is in God's lineage.
Oh, wow.
Far out, huh? And
mm-hmm.
she wasn't a Jew.
Mm.
So somebody took a prostitute into his home and married her,
mm-hmm.
and it went through the bloodline.
Mm.
A non-Jew.
The bloodline of Jesus.
That's right.
Wow.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Rahab.
Mm-hmm.
But I forgot where I was at.
17:24.
17:24.
Oh. All right. Who's this now? You?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It says, after Jesus and his disciples arrived in Capernaum, the collectors of
wait,
the...
Wait, you weren't there yet.
Oh.
17:24. Oh, 17:24.
Matthew 17:24.
I went to Matthew 24, and then I was like, oh, wait, what was it?
This wasn't 29.
That's for another day when they're not listening.
I got it already.
After Jesus and his disciples arrived in Capernaum, the collectors of the 2 drachma tax came to Peter and asked, "Doesn't your teacher pay the temple tax?" "Yes, he does," he replied. When Peter came into the house, Jesus was the first to speak. "What do you think, Simon?" he asked. "From whom do the kings of the earth collect duty and taxes? From their own sons or from others?"
Please let him know I'm a son of a king.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
"From others," Peter answered. "Then the sons are exempt," Jesus said to him. "But so that we may not offend them, go to the lake and throw your line. Take the first fish you catch and open its mouth. You will find 4 drachma coin. Take it and give it to them for my tax and yours."
Yeah. Say 4 of them, not 2.
Oh, wow, okay, I'm
but
sorry. It's
but
been
that's
a while.
Okay. I enjoy that.
You get it, though? He's,
yeah.
See, he doesn't... I don't believe he thinks we should be taxed, because we're his children. Amen? We're the children of God.
Mm-hmm.
But because...
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, would you say, like, it's also, like, a matter of authority? The Bible speaks of authorities, how they're set over you.
Mm-hmm.
And, like... God is the head of the Lord, Jesus, and Jesus is the head of man, and man is the head of woman. But in between that is authority set over you. So like in honoring authority, and honoring would be the honoring God as the first, and then honoring the government, right? So when you say like, that's why Jesus doesn't really have to pay, because there's no authority over him.
Amen.
But he is here on earth, so there's an authority over him.
Mm-hmm.
For your sake, you know, but he doesn't need authority.
Well, the only authority over Jesus is his Father, or our
Father. No, he just said that in the beginning.
Yeah.
Right, so there's like set authorities, but
yeah.
So we have to honor authority. Our highest honor would be the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Our highest.
And you know what else to go with what you were just talking about? is in honoring Jesus, we would pay the taxes.
Right.
Do you understand? Remember that we were talking about it being our first fruits? Part of our first fruits is honoring what he tells us to do that's right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You get it? It's like, I love the scripture, and it keeps ringing out in my head, especially when I'm doing wrong, you know what I mean? But it says, if you obey my commands, right, then I know you love me. Mm-hmm. Right? If you love me, you'll obey my commands, is what it says. Right? So,
yeah.
So, like, I find myself not obeying him, you know, and it shocks me, and then I go back to obeying him. And that's one of the things right there, because I don't want to pay... Like, they hiked my house tax up this year outside of almost being able to reach it, you know? But then I think to myself, why should I even get upset if I'm trusting God to take care of me? He's going to take care of me. But what if I didn't trust him, even though I said I did? I would struggle coming up with that. But because I know he's going to take care of me, and he tells me to do the right thing, he's going to provide for it.
Amen.
You get it? So yeah, it's I agree with you 100%, and it's all throughout the Bible. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't agree. I told him, this guy right here, that's not my president. He said the Bible says you have to honor him, man. I said, oh my gosh. But you're right.
They're all set there for a reason.
That's right. Some good
old,
or bad.
Some old swords, you know, blades, or I don't know today, like guns and things.
Whether they're for the Lord or against the Lord, either way, they're there for a reason.
Speed is coming.
Yeah, we're living in a time where if he didn't want him there, he wouldn't be there.
Exactly.
So these things are supposed to happen, you know?
Oh, big rig.
But, like, I would never... That one thing, there is one exception, you guys. I want you to hear me. Okay? There is one exception.
And if it goes against the Lord.
Yeah, we don't want to compromise Christ.
Everything, you obey the government up until it goes directly against the Lord.
Yeah. If it goes against
you put
Christ,
the Lord first.
Because there's a lot of things out there that go against Christ that the government's for, I'm not doing. Mm-hmm. And I'm not okay with it. You understand? But it has to compromise Christ.
Exactly.
Yeah. And
when music stops, bow to the statue.
Yeah, exactly. You get it? Right?
I bow to no man.
Saint Daniel.
That's bomb.
So what? I'm trying to.
You
confused? No, I'm not confused. But now, what past what you said? So, okay. Like, as in, can you give me an example? Like what?
I really don't want to because we're online.
Okay, gotcha. No worries. Okay, I think I understand.
Yeah, you get it.
Now that you said that.
There's a
okay.
bunch of. Well, look at. Okay, I'll use this one. Look at the child porn in our children's libraries at school.
Yeah. Okay. I got you. Yeah.
Your children can check out books in elementary school that teach them how to do oral sex.
Yeah.
With each other and the opposite sex. Mm-hmm. Are you okay with that?
No.
Okay, that compromises Christ.
Yeah. Yeah. That's your... And there's other stuff.
Oh, and there's way other stuff.
Okay, every day you hear most stuff.
Was I allowed
stuff.
To say that? Your kids are always here.
Yeah,
sorry.
I did.
He's sleeping.
I was like, oh my God.
Oh, you should have just acted like you were sleeping.
Look, with Cyrus, he's already experienced negative things in school about those types of situations, so he's very well aware of the things that are going on inside the school system. So that's why I don't shy away from talking about these things.
Yeah, but I could have been more...
Yeah.
Better.
PG?
I'm sorry, brother.
PG 10.
You guys can fire me anytime you want. Ask me to leave. You ask me to leave and I'll come back as a brother.
Matt, you're fired. I'm just kidding.
Sorry. Because you know that's...
Only the Lord has that authority, Matt.
But you get what I'm trying to tell you?
Yes.
It's like... So we can follow the law of the land, but not when it compromises Christ.
Yeah.
He said to hate the very clothes that are stained with that person's sin. Not to hate the person, but to hate the very clothes stained with their sin. Do you understand?
In the last days, that's what's happening. It's getting worse and worse. Mm-hmm.
It's only going to get worse.
Let's just use the analogy of football. A lot of the players like to kneel and pray. And some of them of those... don't want you to kneel and pray, but a lot of them they still do because that's you're they're not going to compromise. They're not going to against what's in their belief. Mm-hmm. And that's what they get.
My tax man, when I was in business, didn't want me to advertise that I was a Christian.
Wow.
Hmm. And he was a Christian, but he told me I'd lose business. And at first I kind of did, but when people got to know me, I built a good business where people loved me. They hugged me. My customers hugged me.
Wow.
You know what I mean? They always called me back. You get it? So it's where do you want to put
where do you draw the line?
Where do you put your faith?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Where do you draw the line between government and faith?
Mm-hmm. Only when it compromises Christ.
Butters
exactly.
Oh, right.
I know who butters my bread.
That's right.
Amen. And I trust him. Like, mm-hmm. You guys, I wish you could see. There's so much there. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I'm not worthy of it. That's what I was trying to say. None of us are worthy of it. Mm-hmm. We don't deserve it.
Mm-hmm. You are worthy of it all.
Yeah, we don't deserve it, but he still takes care of us.
I love that song.
Still provides for us. Yeah, we don't. I'm the least worthy of it. So, anyways, was there Paul? You're up
yeah,
in Luke.
There was a prophet. I can't remember. I was looking for it, but these people's hearts are far from me. They honor me with their mouths.
Jeremiah, I think, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Somewhere in Jeremiah.
I want to go to Luke 20:20.
Luke 20:20.
Probably mentioned
same,
twice.
Same
in
verse
there.
That we were on with in Mark, or yeah, Mark. But they open this up
probably
a little
mentioned
bit
twice
more.
In Jeremiah.
Yeah, 18 and before 18 and then 18.
That's what I'm saying. It's probably mentioned twice.
It's also isn't that in the Proverbs or Psalms too? I think.
Probably.
I'm sure.
I think Psalms
quoting David.
I think Psalms.
There's one.
The
where,
minor prophets probably quoting David.
There's one, and I think it's in Ezekiel. I couldn't find it at the moment, but talks about don't offer me your prayers, don't offer me your festivals and feasts. I detest because they're just doing this, putting on a show, right? They're giving their offerings and they're assembling in church and they're doing all this stuff, but. Their hearts weren't on God.
Hearts are far from me. They honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. That's what I was trying to talk about on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
If we're not careful, we're doing it for the wrong reasons. We're not serving God, and there's no power in it.
Mm-hmm.
Remember what I was telling you today about where
mm-hmm.
wisdom comes from and,
yeah.
and the meat starts to happen in your life? Okay, Paul.
Twenty. Keeping a close watch on him, they sent spies who pretended to be honest. They hoped to catch Jesus in something he had said so that they might hand him over to the power and authority of the governor. See, they're trying to get him to go against it, and so that's what the whole test was about. So the spies questioned him, "Teacher, we know that you speak and teach what is right, and that you do not show partiality, but teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. Is it right for us to pay taxes to Caesar or not?" See, they're trying to trip him up.
Because if he had said, "Forget Caesar, I'm a king, son
right.
of a king,"
yeah.
then Caesar's people would have came and seized him.
Yeah.
They were trying to trap him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seized by Caesar.
Yeah.
Seized by Caesar.
Yes,
Caesar
was in charge.
I love this part. Read that, Paul.
He saw through their duplicity and said to them,
"What's duplicity?
Double-sided.
Double-sided.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Show me a denarius. Whose portrait and inscription are on it?" "Caesar's," they replied. Then he said to them, "Then give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's." They were unable to trap him in what he had said there in public, and astonished by his answer, they became silent.
Amen.
Jesus had a way of just bam.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he knew how to say it just right.
I want to share something with you guys too. God's word has a way of doing the same
mm-hmm.
thing.
Yep.
When you live by it and you share, they have to tell lies about you like they did Jesus to have something come against you.
Yeah.
Mm.
So it's mentioned in Isaiah
yeah,
and Ezekiel and in
Isaiah
Matthew.
Is like
okay.
Harsh.
Where's the one in Isaiah?
I'm going there right now. It's 29:13. You want to go there, and I'll go to the Ezekiel.
Yeah. My phone, man. I just can't believe it. I'm gonna have to call the phone company. This is from your wife. A prayer request, right in the middle. Mm-hmm. Not
I got it on here too, Jordan. Are you wrote it?
Actually, it's a big one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Did you say 13?
Yeah, 29:13.
Okay, where are we at?
Isaiah 29:13, Ezekiel 33:31.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me get
and another
Isaiah
one.
First. Isaiah what?
29:13.
Ezekiel what?
33:31.
33:31.
There?
29, yes.
It's Isaiah 29:13, right?
Six. Yeah.
Isaiah 29:13 says, the Lord says, these people can come near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. That's what we were trying to say earlier, remember, mm-hmm. sister?
Yeah.
Remember, there was a story too, Jesus was in the temple, and there was a guy, he was dumping all kinds of coins in, like, so everybody could see him. And then there was a lady that had two denarius, or two little copper coins. And she went secretly and put that in the treasury, you know. And Jesus told his disciples, do you see this? Right? He's already blessed by what he did because man saw it and blessed him. Because people were like, oh, look at him. He got what he wanted. But she went home truly blessed because she gave all she had and nobody had to know about it because God had her heart.
Because her blessing is in heaven between her and the Lord.
Their worship of me. Sorry about that.
I'm still there.
Yeah. Their worship of me is made up only of rules taught by men. Remember, sister, we were talking about that? We don't want to give a tenth of our income just because the church teaches that. It has to be from our heart to God. It has nothing to do with the church. I want to share this with you, too. And I hate I'm sharing too much tonight. I'm really sorry, but there was a lady in our church. And she was new. She started the same day I did. We were both new. But years later, you know, she said, Matt, I want to tithe, but I'm usually behind or like barely making it from month to month, you know. And I said, you know what? I told her, I said, Jill, pick an amount you think you can give. Doesn't matter what it is. So she picked $5 a week. Right? She said, I'm going to get $5 a week no matter what, just to trust God. I'm just going to trust Him. This is my heart. This is what I think I can do. This is what I'm going to do. Right? That $5 a week turned into 10% and more. She got promoted at work, and she traveled from state to state to start these things in the malls for her company. And even when she was gone for 9 months at a time, a year at a time, she still sent her tithe checks. And I only know that because she told me. Like I said, I never know what anybody gives. I don't want to know. Okay? And I don't even know what it was. She just was so blessed by us praying with her and her starting off with what she thought she could give. You know? And she gave it with her heart. Like, no matter what, this is what I'm committing, Lord. And it grew into something more. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And she gave her heart at that place, but God showed her more. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
And I've known her now 30 years, and to this day, she's because I've been in the Lord 30 years, I haven't known her 30 years. To this day, she's still loves the Lord and still doing the right thing, and her life is blessed. Was that as far as I was reading or more? Therefore,
you can read more.
Once more, I will astound these people with wonder upon wonder. the wisdom of the wise will perish. The intelligence of the intelligent will vanish. Woe to those who go to great depths to hide their plans from the Lord. You see, it just goes on and on about the same thing, right? We should never say, I'm going to go here and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. We should say, if God's willing. That's what I love about Big Mike.
Yeah.
He always says, I'll see you on Thursday, or see you, I say, I'll see you on Thursday, or see you on Sunday. He said, if God's willing. And I love that about it.
I got Orlando on that one.
Yeah, I love that about him, because he means it. Mm-hmm. You know, and he means it about not just church, me asking, but everything in his life. Nice. Where are we going now?
Ezekiel talks about pretty much the same thing that we just read. But in a different depth. Ezekiel 33:31.
33:31. 15 minutes. Get your prayers in.
33:31.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I know that's my fault. I'm sorry. Remember what we talked about earlier?
Great tape.
Do you remember? It even goes to the great tape. Do you see that? But keep it to yourself.
And a sock.
But okay. This is good though, because it is a very people, how I see it now, and I'm not judging, I'm thinking about them, but anyways, but people interpret it different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They really do, because people that I talk that are Christians and they go to other churches now, they interpret things different.
Yeah.
And that's why it's a good conversation to for me to understand in the Holy Spirit. Because
I hope that we shared it righteously with you, because with me, I'm sharing my heart with you because of what he's done in my life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So this is good.
Yeah. There was times in my life where, because I made that commitment and I was trusting him, my life was falling apart one time. Like, it was bad. Like, I was cleaning the church at the time. And I had no position in the church or anything. I was cleaning the church and when we made this commitment. And we made a bunch of commitments at one time to the Lord. We stopped taking money and we started, like, we were committed to letting God provide for us, and we committed to this and that all at the same time. And then it seemed like everything dropped out of the bottom. Like, the enemy really was working overtime is what we thought, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the church was giving me $50 a week. And that's all we had for like a long time, 1 month, almost the whole month or something, was that $50 a week.
Mm.
And we still gave the $5 and we ate on the 45 with kids and everything,
mm-hmm.
because we trusted God.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up changing our whole situation. We didn't have to live with anybody anymore. We got our own place. I got better positions where I worked less and made more money. Everything just opened up. You know,
mm-hmm.
but it didn't happen right away. It was almost like I had to go through these things in order to trust God more and to see what he was doing in my life was the first blessing.
Mm-hmm.
The first blessing was me struggling through these things so he could change me.
I hear that a lot, Pastor, and other people that share with me too, saying that they committed to the Lord, right? But once they committed to the Lord, they get attacked.
Yeah, of course.
Left and right.
The enemy doesn't have any more.
And then they share with me, he shared with me, he says, because you're getting closer, because your heart is right. You're trusting God. Mm-hmm. You're trusting God.
Yeah.
And that's why I was kind of putting him in it, because I'm like, well, I hear this part, but then now I understand.
There's a lot more going on, but the way I always see it, and I warn you Christians, or people who make commitments, Memo tries to discourage people. Not because he doesn't want them to do it, but because if they do it, he wants them to have the right heart.
Right, with the
understand?
Right heart.
Mm-hmm. And he, Memo puts it on himself to discourage you.
Yeah.
I don't
on
know
purpose.
If you guys have been around, he does it on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And I
He's
did
talked
it,
to me.
I did it with you and Justin. I want the commitment to be 100% or not at all. Right? Because not I, my I, but I know how God works.
Mm-hmm.
And it's craziness like that, but it's the truth. But you're better off not to do it unless you're going to do it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What did we just read? And what is he going to read to us now?
Yeah.
These people's mouths honor me with their lips, but their hearts Mm-hmm. You understand? So it's just lip service. Mm. Nobody's doing nothing. You know how many times I put people in our church in positions, right? Over and over again, and nothing got done? They desired the position so deeply, they wanted it. I've had, I think, 6 education directors, you know? And Fee's the first one to actually try to do stuff. For reals. You get it?
Right.
And she may be a lot of things. She may this, she may that. She comes in grumpy looking sometimes and everything else. But you know what? God's honoring what she's doing. God's honoring what she's doing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'm going to support her.
Yeah. Amen. That's what she should do.
You get it? Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. And it's there for so many reasons. One is she needed us as much as we needed her.
Yes.
And God worked through all of it to make all of it be what He wanted everything to be. You get it? And there's so much more. There's so many more. And there's so much. You and I were talking today about this kind of thing for Him, you know, in the church. Yeah, nobody cares.
Okay. Let's read.
I'm done. Just think and read this.
There you go. Ezekiel. Read Ezekiel.
It says, "My people come to you as they usually do and sit before you listening to your words, but they do not put them into practice. With their mouths they express devotion, but their hearts are greedy for unjust gain."
They're talking the talk, but they're not walking the talk.
Where is the end?
That sounds like what you were saying on Sunday.
Ezekiel 33:31.
The Old Testament.
Oh, it's a couple, right?
Say it again, please.
Couple as well. The couple, the one that sell the land. Only
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Gave half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they didn't give with their whole heart.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's like, I honestly don't think God is in the market of doing that to people, because if that was true, every one of us here would be dead. Mm-hmm. Am I wrong?
No. Yeah, you're right.
I have a question. Reading that passage. How can you do that? Because a person who knows you're not right with the Holy Spirit. I mean, if someone comes here saying this right here, I mean, in my book it's saying, so my people come pretending to be sincere and sit before you, listen to your words, but they have no intention of doing what you say. Their mouths are full of lustful words and their hearts seek only after money. So, wouldn't that person know, let's say you and I, if you don't sit next to me, God's about people, so you should be encouraging me. But if I'm over here, shouldn't I know, wait a minute, you're not right?
No, you don't know.
It's not for us to judge.
No, I got to share. So I want to share it with you. I'm going
to
share it with you even in some judgment, but not of the person, but of the situation, okay? Because the Bible tells us to judge it so we don't fall into it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. There's people out there right now, and those churches are filled, 20, 30, 40,000 members, okay?
Sheesh.
And they are not speaking the gospel to anybody, right? And I used to think to myself, those people are going to, there's a special place in hell for those people. They're going to be condemned for what they're doing, right? Right? But then I started thinking about it lately. That may be true, but I don't wish that on them. I want them to turn, because they have this audience where they can start to speak the truth, right? But everything out of their mouth is a lie. It goes against God's word. But then I started thinking about it. It's what we just read, and it's what the Bible tells us over and over and over again, okay? Those people sitting in that church, the majority of them, some are being deceived. All of them are being deceived, but mostly by themselves, not even by the speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Holy Spirit's calling them just like He calls us. And they're choosing to sit under a man
mm-hmm.
instead of God. Do you get it? Because
yeah.
I talk to them. I've talked to people about certain things like that. And they tell me, oh, well, I know he's a motivational speaker and not really a pastor, but he makes me feel good. They're choosing. That's been told to me 3 or 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
They're choosing to sit under people like that,
mm-hmm.
right? Because they don't want to hear God.
Mm-hmm.
And so it has an appearance of power because they're wealthy, huge churches, right? But it's a worldly power
mm-hmm.
that has finances and everything else involved. Mm-hmm. It's not a a godly power where people's lives are really changing.
Yeah.
So you're saying that a lot of them are fake?
No, I'm not saying that because I don't want to say that. What I'm saying is there's some.
Some.
They're just not there yet.
Yeah.
They're,
I mean,
they're still processing that there's one God and everything, but they're enjoying the speaker who has tamed what he's saying, and they want to know more, but the speaker has their attention.
Right. Yeah, they're not listening to God, and their life isn't really changing.
They're listening.
They're able to see him in real life. They're present, and God's not present.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's why they ask us, you know, our hope and our faith, that's where it comes from, because from God, because he's not a person here next to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they see those motivational speakers, they feel more of a connection to them, because they're
I like what her says, though, the lustful words. Like, that's a very good description about, like, motivational speakers. Like, they know what to say, what places
to hit. God never promises wealth and prosperity and all this stuff. He promises to take care of us and provide for us and stuff. But he doesn't, these people are saying, like, you know,
the words are enticing.
They're promising things that aren't even scriptural.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I think they use this and just
twist
it on up.
They always do.
Other people, especially blind, you know, they're like, oh, well, you know, today I woke up so fine. Like, you know, like, no.
My pastor
like,
told
I
me this
your Bible,
thing.
You
yeah.
still look beautiful.
Put your hand on the television.
Yeah.
Or,
and get zapped.
Like,
I have a short electric shock.
But it's also like, I've heard one guy say that, oh, you give to God and he's going to just roll out the
rollback
and then you're going to receive 30, 60, 100 fold back. You know, using the Bible, but it's not what, it's taking it all out
it's
of context.
It's not the intention that it was put there for.
Because Jesus said, the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
Right.
You know, he didn't gather for himself things and stuff. He
but everything,
trust in God.
Everything was provided for them.
Everything.
And that's where when God has our heart, we don't have to worry about things.
Mm-hmm.
Truth is, when God has our heart, there's nothing to worry about because we want everything that God wants for us, not all these things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when we're blessed with them, there are resources that God gives us to bless his ministries and things like that. And that's where your heart comes in.
Mm-hmm.
You start to realize that. You know, my grandfather was a good example of that to me. And he always said, Matt, you can't outgive God. You can't outgive God. And what he meant by that, too, is you couldn't outgive him. If you try to give him something, you got something way greater in return.
Wow.
Because he was just, he had that heart. Like, no. You know, like, God takes care of me. God provides for me. God.
Mm-hmm.
And when, I don't know how to explain it to you guys, but I used to take trips with him. And we went to churches all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And we went there so that he could provide a stove for them.
Because
they built a new building, and he said, I'm going to provide the stove. You know, we went here to provide this or to do that. And he just, everything God blessed him with, he had more than he needed. He always gave it back.
Mm-hmm.
He always took care of a need.
Tito says, brothers, I get the concept and the good intentions, but isn't that gossip? We're not using it to gossip, and we're not bringing up the people or the names of the people that are doing stuff like that. It's just examples of how people are being misled or promised, and that's all we're trying to do. We're not trying to put anyone down because, you know what, there's a lot of religions and stuff that don't believe the same way we believe, but I also believe God is reaching them.
Mm-hmm.
I know people from Lutherans. I know Mormons. I know Seventh Day Adventists. I know Jehovah's Witness. That know God, you know. And so it's not about any of that. God can reach anyone, and it's about His Word and speaking His Word. So yeah, we weren't trying to gossip about anybody.
Point something out. I'm just trying to
discuss
it.
It's what I said to you a minute ago, is that he wants us to judge things so we don't fall into them.
Yeah.
We're not
judge
judging,
the sin.
Yeah, we're not judging the person, but
but
I don't want to be a motivational speaker.
Yeah.
If I motivate you, it's to follow Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tito also said, I get a weird feeling when I get or hear this kind of thing. So I understand it, and that's why we carefully choose our words when we bring these things up. And it's not to put other things down or people down. It's to make people aware of there is a lot of false teaching out there. And the fact is, it's not about following men, period. You don't follow men. You follow God. You follow Christ. And He won't lead you wrong. And you know, I knew the day I came into this church that I was in the right place. Because I felt the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I felt the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And that was 26 years ago. You know,
also,
I felt the Spirit.
Also, most of the New Testament written by Paul is rebuking the church for the very things we're talking about.
Yep, yep.
So I'm not going to deny that I said that to anybody or anything, because I'm trying to bring something out so we don't fall into it.
Yeah, you can find some of these things in our church too. And
we're not perfect.
You know, we're not perfect.
Yeah. I know I'm not, and I've made that clear tonight. You know, but I strive to know Christ and to walk with Him every day, and
to change that,
and to let Him continue to change that about me.
Yes,
you know, but I don't want to fall into something that isn't right now that I know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
It's no different than the scripture we were on tonight, and we're talking about the tithing part of it and stuff, right? There was teachers of the law. Like teachers, Pharisees, and teachers that were trying to manipulate the situation to catch Him in something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And yet they said, "You are the right. You're the teacher who we know speaks the truth about God's word." And yet they were still trying.
They're still trying.
You know, and Jesus told them.
Give what Caesar's.
He said he saw their duplicity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and it's no different than what we're talking about.
But we should know these things. I know sometimes it's kind of weary or kind of, but we need to know, because the end of times, I think Revelation says stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to know.
Beware.
We need to be aware.
Yes.
Well, the closer you get to the Lord, you guys, the less you can be fooled by things.
Yes.
Right.
That's what's
you
important.
See right through it.
That's what's important, is for us to know Christ and to know His Word and to let His Spirit share with us things like we were talking about today about growing.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't grow in your walk with the Lord by knowing His Word. You grow by putting it into practice.
Yeah.
In action.
You put it into action, right? And you get louder. No. But, and then your life takes a turn like it's supposed to, right? Because you're being born again into something new.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to know. The writer of John says in John chapter 1 John chapter 4, to test the spirits.
Yeah.
And he's talking the little s spirit, which is the spirit of the person.
Mm.
To test the spirit. To test the spirits. Because there's a lot of false teachers out there.
Yes.
So I'm not, to go back to Tito's thing, I'm not trying to judge. I don't even want to judge the person other than to say this. I'm going to pray for them. Because they have this huge audience.
Mm-hmm.
And if God could just turn their heart to His Word, turn their heart to Him, they can do great things.
Yeah.
But it also says for us to be careful with that too, like he's talking about, because if they're not saying something against us, they're not against us, right?
They're not against us.
So we don't want to go into all that. But the thing is that if my walk with the Lord is going to be what God wants it to be, then I need to know these things.
Yes.
I need to know them. Yep. And I need to be aware so that I'm listening not to man. I've told every one of you, and I've told the new people that I teach on Thursday in the mountains, you need to fact check everything I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even listen to me.
Right.
Okay, the title doesn't mean anything. You fact check it. You get in your word. You
That's
spend
why
time
the
with
Bible
God.
Should be open during the message so you can.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yep.
So it's not that we're gossiping or going against somebody or something. And he's right. We didn't even have to bring that up. There's plenty in God's word that we could have used.
Right.
But just trying to put it into perspective with what we're saying about God having our heart and us not just being lip service.
Yeah.
You know? And there's power in lip service in the world. Mm-hmm. That's what we were talking about. Right?
Mm-hmm. Tito says, I send you guys much love.
Amen. We send you much
Thank
love
Tito.
Too.
Kathy said, sorry for texting you during study. Just wanted to make sure that the prayer was read.
Yeah.
Roger says, still in need of a ride to the hospital on the 20th at 2:30.
You never prayed, right?
He got the
no.
one
last
week.
Just
last
week,
yeah.
Okay.
But he needs one on the 20th. That's
he don't have resources?
Oh, you got rid of it.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know what? It's further back here.
There you go.
There's,
That's next week, Wednesday.
The 20th, yeah.
There's something I wanted to show you guys, but I don't see it here. I think it was in the first one. Where were we at? Mark 12?
Ezekiel.
Mark 12. We just did Ezekiel right now. 33,
31. What's happening with all this page?
I know, but we are.
It's good stuff.
It is.
Uh-huh. I got it.
Two things here. It's kind of interesting, but he says... He confronts them right here in, I think it's in the middle of a verse. Oh, 15.
Should we pay or shouldn't we?
Okay, and then he says, but Jesus knew their hypocrisy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hypocrisy. Why are you trying to trap me?
Mm-hmm.
You see that?
Yeah. Already knew it.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that?
That's 15.
And can't you figure it out on your own?
And the reason Jesus knew these things, the discernment we talked about, is because he had the Father in his heart.
Amen.
You understand? Mm-hmm. And so he knew who his Father was, so he couldn't be fooled by anything else.
Mm-hmm. Just like you just said, the closer you get to the Lord, the harder it is to be fooled.
That's right.
You know his word.
You can't be manipulated. You know what happens to me? And I've been to other churches in other states, and I hear something that isn't right, and it goes against who I am now.
Mm-hmm.
It goes against my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And but like Memo always says, and I believe this too, take what's good from it that you know is from the Lord, and let the rest go, even if you hear it from one of us.
He was just telling me that
that's
on Sunday.
The best thing
he was like, you could leave all the bad stuff from this conversation and just take what the Lord says.
Amen.
He said do that with everybody.
Yeah.
So,
right?
Kathy also had an update. Pray for Joan's granddaughter, Brianna. She is pregnant and in the hospital. She is having gallbladder surgery tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
The surgery is very dangerous for mama and baby, but the doctor feel it is at the point that it has to be done.
Yeah.
It probably is what they were thinking the other stuff was. Maybe.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Interesting. I was praying for her this morning.
Then, so, did you get everybody down yet?
I don't have your Stevens,
How
Sarah's,
far
are
you gonna get? Just
Matt's.
We just finished all the things, so we're going to go to marriage.
Matt.
At the resurrection.
Marriage at the resurrection.
It's
going to
be the next one.
The sad, you see. We're going to find out why they're sad, you see.
You know why they're sad, Matthew? The Sadducees?
Because they don't believe in Christ.
They don't believe in the resurrection.
Right. It says it right here. Then the Sadducees who say there's no resurrection.
That's why they're sad, you see.
Oh, wow, that's funny.
Yes.
Okay,
so you don't have Tina down?
Sadducee,
no,
Deuteronomy.
Tina. And then
Pastor Tom used to
Val's
tell me that all the time.
Brother.
Is that mine?
I can't remember.
Who's brother?
Val's brother. Valerie's brother.
I
can't remember his name. Just pray for him.
From the hotel?
The Lord knows what's wrong with him. He's in the hospital.
From one of my trips.
Any prayers,
Jackie? Jackie has some.
Yeah, that Nick didn't break my
I
word.
I want to start praying
Jesus.
To help me. I'm going to be taking some tests so that I can
get in. Yeah.
Score high.
Amen, sister.
Yes, you're in. Hey, do you know when
you got tired today?
BBS is? Have anybody set the date for BBS?
She did, but I did.
I
was hoping
she liked something.
I was hoping she was
like
wrong.
Around
July,
the week after the 4th.
I was I was hoping she was wrong. I think maybe the ninth or something, but I was hoping she would do it. Huh?
As long as she doesn't do it the last week of
I can't
hear. I'll be in Hawaii.
Oh, right on. I was hoping for June because it gets so hot in July.
As long as she doesn't do it the last week of June, because I won't be here.
It's going to be in July.
Yeah.
July. Sometime in July.
At least that's what I heard.
Oh, you'll be back by then.
But I'm going to be in Hawaii in July.
To when?
The 10th through the 16th. Or
oh, maybe you won't be there.
It's the 8th through the 12th. So you got 2 days.
Maybe. Yeah.
What?
But I mean, I would love to be here. That's not the, you know, I just didn't know. Anybody else?
Right.
Prayer request?
Prayer request?
Okay. Oh, she's going to Hawaii.
He went to the doctor's today. Oh, Jordan.
I'm going to try.
He went to the doctor's today. He's going to be having some major tests.
Who's going to the doctor? Oh.
Orlando's having major tests.
Orlando,
yes.
Orlando.
Tests. So hopefully everything goes, you know.
You need to have those, baby. Little brother.
I got them all.
Yeah, again. This is different. This is your red lens.
And just pray for us, for the church. You know, as we are getting closer to God, and
amen.
And we'll be covered by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you. You're right. That's what you were talking about earlier, and you're right.
Mm-hmm. We need to be covered because the enemy. I shared this right before we came to Bible study. You know, the Lord, the enemy knows our character, our behavior.
Oh yeah.
You know, so they're studying. So when we have a little doubt or whatever, you know, oh no,
he's
I have to tell that person once again. Dig the wet. What is it though? Well, the water. Was it Jacob or Abraham? Who
oh, Jacob dug
Jacob
the well.
Dug
oh yeah,
the
he kept digging and digging.
You gotta keep digging.
Yeah.
Dig, digging until God comes through.
Amen. And that well still there today, producing water.
Yes.
Because once it breaks, your cup is full. It's overflowing.
That's
it. I was telling someone earlier.
That was the same well.
Amen. Amen.
That's like my favorite. Like,
me too.
As far as cross references go and God's promise goes, like that's like my favorite intersection in the Bible is when those two met at that well, because had Jacob not built that well, they would have never met them.
Yes.
And they wouldn't have the conversation they have.
That's right. I mean, the Samaritan woman?
Yep.
Yep.
I know. That's so cool.
That is so cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're having tests today?
I'm lost.
He went today.
I went.
Oh, you went today?
Then I have some, just doing a bit of sense to see for check, make sure, you know, check for prostate cancer, which is just, you know, just have to do.
Yeah.
And everybody. diabetes.
Yeah.
All your checkups.
Yeah.
All checkups.
Let's not talk about diabetes because we have cupcakes coming.
I know. I got the truth.
Oh,
yeah, my sister, she requested chocolate. So we're going
to
be.
That's bomb.
I know.
No chocolate.
I love it. Okay, let's pray.
All right.
Let's pray.
He's scoping it. Pray for us, Jordan. Oh, I was gonna tell you one more thing because he's not ready yet. You were saying that I always see two things about that with new Christians. One is the enemy wants to stop you because you're not his anymore.
Yeah.
But the reason he wants to stop you too is because he doesn't want God using your life to win others.
Right. That's right.
You understand?
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah.
Because he wasn't
why,
shush you like they did to
that's
me.
Right.
Yeah.
Doing to me, and I'm like.
No. And that's why we need to get louder.
Louder.
That's why you say what the Lord said. Get behind me, Satan.
Yes. Amen.
Their writings were describing why they were being persecuted and how happy they were for the persecution. And one of them stated that my persecution only proves the existence of God because once I'm gone, more will follow. And that's the way that it's been.
That's
what
that started with Christ.
Yes,
yeah.
Amen.
Christ
amen.
Is
amen. Okay.
Amen.
Are we ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Okay, here we go.
All right. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for your hands over us, Lord, and hands over the study, hands over everybody that's here and those that aren't here, Lord, and those online. Just have your hands over each and every person with what they're going through, where they're at, and just help us with growing closer to you, Lord. Jackie was saying it, that we need to just keep striving. Things are hitting people that are getting closer to you, and things are hitting those that are striving to get closer to you, Lord. We just ask that you would just constantly be there with us. Remind us that you're always there, that you're the one providing a way out of those situations, Lord, and those troubles. Help us just to strive for your kingdom, Lord. Run the good race. We ask that you would just have your hand over Brianna, Lord, and the pregnancy. Just help the surgery to go smoothly, that there would be no complications, no problems, no nothing with her and the baby, Lord, that you would just keep them both safe and help them just to have a clean pregnancy, Lord, that the baby would be completely healthy and strong, Lord, and that Brianna would be safe through the pregnancy, Lord. We ask that you would have your hand over Orlando and Jackie, their whole family, and just help them to continue shining their light to their family, Lord, and that everyone in their family would see it, Lord, and those that are striving to seek you, Lord, that they would find you, Lord, and those that are don't know you, Lord, that you would send someone into their life to speak to them and to nurture them into your life, Lord. We ask that you would have your hand over Orlando and the tests, Lord. Just help everything to be completely clear, Lord, and clean. That it would just be 100% completely fine, Lord. We ask that you would have your hand over Jackie and the that she scores high in the test that she's going to take, Lord. Help her to have your favor upon her, Lord. That this next job that she seeks, Lord, that you would just provide the perfect job for her, like you provided for Stephen, Lord. We thank you for what you provided too, Lord. We ask you would just have your hand over Roger, Lord, and provide the person who's going to send the ride, Lord. Anyone who has that opportunity, help him, Lord. We ask that you would just send the right person, Lord, and help him to get that ride, help him to get the needs met, Lord, and be with him, Lord. Help him to have your hands in his life, Lord, constantly. We ask your hand over Tina, Lord, and that all things would be completely fine, Lord, that there would be no problem, no complication, no nothing, Lord, and that these doctors fix what's wrong, Lord, or that you just completely remove it, Lord. Just have your hand over her life, Lord. Do your will, Lord. We ask your hand over my brother, Lord, and he was talking about his hip is getting worse, Lord, and hurting more, and we just ask that you would just help that surgery come soon, Lord. Do your will in his life, and help him just to grow in your spirit, Lord. Just heal his hip, Lord. We ask your hand over Valerie's brother, Lord, and the health complications and everything that he's in the doctor for, Lord. Just help him, Lord. Help him to have your strength, Lord, and your peace, Lord. Just be with him, Lord, and heal him, Lord. We ask your hand over Memo and his family, Lord. Just have your healing hands over Memo, Lord. Heal him through this time, Lord, and give him strength day by day, Lord. That every single day he gets up, he would get up in your strength, and that you would just carry him through the day, Lord.
Take away his pain, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Remove the pain.
Thank you.
We ask that you would also have your hand over the family, Lord. Give them a peace and a comfort, and help them to be there, Lord. Help them to just be full of your love and your compassion, Lord. We ask your hand over the church, Lord, and continue to have your leadership over it, Lord. Not just this church, but the church, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. It's not about the building, it's about the people, Lord. Yes. We ask that you would just have your hands over the church, Lord. That you would continue building them up in unity, Lord. That you would bring us all together and help us just to be one in you and under your head, Lord. Help us to strive for your spirit and not to have quarrels with each other, not to have anything, Lord, but just to have love for one another and for the other people in the world, Lord. True love. And Lord, we ask your hand over Jacob and Ali and their baby, Lord. Just, I know they weren't here today, Lord, and whatever's going on, help them to be safe, Lord. Help them to be full of your spirit, Lord, and just help Jacob and Ali just raise that baby up into your spirit, Lord. Help them to have the wisdom and knowledge of what to do and just the things to do, Lord. Just guide them and lead them, Lord. And help the baby grow up strong, Lord. We ask these things in your name, and just in Jesus' name we say, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.